You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Chama Gadat. Tamarack Ski Resort, located in Donnelly, which first opened for skiing in 2004, was the first ski resort to be built in 23 years in the United States. It has a storied past, to say the least. The resort has been bought and sold. It's gone through bankruptcy. It's been closed down, and it has been reopened. And as of November 30th, the resort is again under new ownership with some big plans in place to make this a premier ski resort destination. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this new venture is Tamarack Resorts Holding President John Reveal. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Nice for you to come in.
Snowing like crazy up there. I want you to know I put my life on the line to be here on time for you.
So. I appreciate it because Highway 55 can be dicey.
And it was snowing like crazy when I left. It was really coming down. So
tell me about why in the world you thought it was a good idea to buy up Tamarack.
Well, we looked at it 2 years ago, actually, and we thought it was a great asset. I think you have to look past the Tyvek on the building, and you have to get really down inside and see really what is there. And I've said this before, is that it's got great bones. I don't know if that really means anything to anybody, but really everything is in place. It just didn't have that little bit of gumption to get it going. And there was a lot of people involved. There was the subcontractors. There was people with parts of the land, other parts. And it was really the Tamarack homeowners that got together and started putting all the pieces together so that when we came along and looked at it, it was somewhat put together, but not quite. And we couldn't see ourselves clear about 2 years ago to get involved in all. It was too complicated.
You know what's interesting is when you do take some time and you go to Tamarack and you even just drive around, you're totally right, where you see the bones of what this could be.
Correct. Yeah.
And part of that is like, talk to me about the Village Plaza, because this is one of those ideas of it's a great idea. It needs to be finished.
Correct. And you have to go back to 2008 and realize that real estate was ongoing. Mm-hmm. It was going to happen. It was going to continue for the next 10 years, and there was no problem.
And
let's get more and more inventory so that we can get things sold. And all of a sudden, it was just like someone said, nope, that's it. Housing market bubble burst, and it's going to fall flat on its face. And it absolutely did. And that's what happened, is that there was too much inventory and not enough of an immediate sale to try to get it going and keep it going. Because as soon as it stopped, there's nothing for sale. And of course, all of that money had to be given back to the investors at that time, the people that weren't in the ownership position. They were just buying a piece of property. Mm-hmm. So all of their money was in escrow. And there was no outlook that said, well, in 2009, it's going to come back, or 2010. I can remember working at a resort in those days and went to the ownership and said, we have to turn this into an operating company. It's no longer a real estate company, because I didn't think it was going to come back for 10 years. I wasn't too far off.
No,
I was
you
only
weren't.
Up by a couple of years. And I remember them going, what?
Yeah, you know? Right.
And
so how do you, so what are your plans for Tamarack to really get it to its potential of what it, of what it could be?
I think we have to look at potential out 2, 3, 4 years.
Mm.
Realistically, we need to change the whole dynamic of how resorts were done in the last 30 years, 40 years. If you go back 60 or 70 years, We're doing the same thing that was done in Sun Valley. First, you made a great ski resort. You made things where everybody wanted to come to. And then slowly but surely, there was a real estate component that seemed to sort of be in the background, but it was always the skiing or the fishing or
that
something
brought people
like that.
There.
That brought people there. And so we're going to change that entire thing back to what it was when Sun Valley came on. And that is that we are going to focus on the mountain. And we're going to do a little real estate so that we can trap a few folks that would like to come there and stay a little bit more than just for a day or maybe 2 days. So first is the operation. After that is going to be the real estate.
So first, make it a good ski hill.
Absolutely.
And you've got some, and a lot of that infrastructure is in place.
It is, but we also need to put back in Wildwood Lift. That's the chairlift off to the north of the main portion right now, so we get more skiing, so there's more things to do once you get there during the wintertime. We also want to work with the Bureau of Reclamation and Parks and Recreation for Idaho and try to do something more for the summertime and the boating and all the things that go on Lake Cascade. We're in a unique position to have a resort with all the infrastructure so close to a lake that is warm. If you go to many of the lakes in the areas in Wyoming and Montana and Idaho or not so much in Idaho but in Colorado, then you wind up with very cold water.
Oh yeah, it's that mountain cold water.
Cold water, and this is nice and warm.
It is.
Yeah, you can go water skiing first thing in the morning. 80 degree water. That's pretty nice.
I'm speaking with Tamarack Resorts Holding President John Reveal about the new ownership of Tamarack. So who are the people that you're hoping to be able to come and recreate here? Is it, you know, Idahoans, or do you have to look outside of the state when you're talking about not just the resort itself and the skiing, but the real estate aspect of
it? Well, let's think out 4 years. Mm-hmm. That may be the component, but you try to guess the weather 6 days out, and you're taking a real chance. For us to try to look out, you know, 3 or 4 years and go, oh, well, our market is going to be San Diego, or our market is going to be Spokane. Impossible. We don't know what's going to happen at that in those areas. So what we want to do is we want to make this place the best we can for Idaho. And if that then attracts other people from outside of Idaho that want to come here because maybe there's too crowded at the ski area that they are at, or if they've gone to one place for a generation and somebody says, let's go try something else. We want to be that place where they want to try something else.
And so it's building that infrastructure step by step.
Exactly. Well, it's making this great place where people really want to come and go fishing and water skiing and boating in the summertime and skiing and cross-country skiing. And now another big sport coming up is the fat tire biking that's being done out there. So we want to get into all of those things so that we become an outdoor recreation area.
So will you have the ability on your lifts then for people to put their bikes on in the summertime?
We do that already.
You already do that?
Yeah, we already do that, but we really focus on downhill mountain biking. We want to get more into the cross-country mountain biking as well. So more trails, a little bit more family-oriented than it is a guy with a crash helmet and all the rest of that stuff at 60 miles an
hour. That's not my idea of a good time.
Come on.
I want to thank you for coming in today. My guest today, John Reveal, Tamarack Resorts Holding President. Thanks so much for the conversation.
Thank you. Love to do it.